It was now night in this eternal day, but there was no time here, no clocks to mark the passing hours. The dark, a false promise of a future that would never come. Snow started to fall. Thick, fluffy, playful flakes. The girl watched a magic of sorts unfolding as the wasteland began to turn white. From an adjoining room, a man said, "Do you want tea?" She didn't answer. "I always like my tea strong. Builder's tea. Proper tea," he said. "I know it's sweet enough when the teaspoon stands upright in the mug." "Made two cups. I always make two cups. Made one for Bernie after they blew his arm off." The girl heard him come shuffling into the room. He was wearing a dressing gown over a soldier's shirt and trousers of the Great War, his calves still wrapped in putties, his boots muddy. Carrying his tea to the armchair, he sat down, quietened by the green flickering light from the television. If he talked at all, he talked only of tea, toast and the trenches. He said he'd seen ghosts on the wasteland, seen the dead of Passchendaele rise, young men again.